tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word. His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is Consider His Word. Today, we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. Join Pastor Arlen Payne as he opens the Bible and helps us consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in Psalm 119. As I mentioned before, this is kind of a drawn-out study, and it's going to take us a while to complete it. Today we're going to be looking at Psalm 119 and verse 65. So if you have a Bible, I'd encourage you to go and find it and look at the scripture with us. We're going to be looking at maybe another scripture or two today in the Word of God, and I want to encourage you to follow along in these Bible studies with you. By the way, if you would like to hear the previous six Bible studies in this study, you can go find them at our website at www.considerhisword.org. If you click on the radio program link, there you can find the past programs of these messages. And while you're there, send us a note. We'd love to hear from you and where you're hearing this broadcast from. We know that it goes to many cities across the country, so we'd like to know where you're hearing this broadcast today. Now let's get to the scripture. Psalm 119, we've been studying everywhere in this psalm that David used the phrase, thy word. And how he used the phrase, thy word, in each of these verses. Some 35 times in Psalm 119, and then actually there's one more in the Psalms. We may take a look at it also when we get there. But for today, Psalm 119 and verse 65, David said, thou hast dwelt well with thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word. Let me read it again. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word. Thou hast dealt. You know, he's telling God, Lord, you have treated me well. You have dealt well with thy servant. Notice here that David called himself a servant. He saw himself as a servant of God. I think all of his life he saw himself as a servant of God. When he was out keeping the sheep as a shepherd boy, he was serving the Lord. When he killed Goliath, he was serving the Lord. When he played his harp in Saul's palace, he was serving the Lord. When he became king in Hebron, he was serving the Lord. When he became king of all Israel, he was serving the Lord. And he saw himself as God's servant, and he said, thou hast dealt well with thy servant. You have treated me well. I'm sure when David was thinking of this, that he was writing of God's blessings that was upon his life, the blessings of his family, the blessings of God's provision. I think that he was thinking of God's presence with him. I think David learned about the presence of God, watching them sheep out in those fields. Certainly he learned about the presence of God when he was running from Saul all of those years. And he learned about the presence of God. Thou hast dealt with well with thy servant. He's thinking of God's power that was in his life, and perhaps God's mercy that was in his life, and how good God had been to us. Can you say that? Can you say that, Lord, thou hast dealt well with thy servant? You've been good to me. I hope that in this past Thanksgiving holiday, you spent some time recognizing how good God has been, that God gives you life every day. He gives you breath every day, His presence, His power, His wisdom, His direction, all of those things that God gives to you every day. And he said that God had done these. He said, thou hast dealt with thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word. God blesses us in his word and gives us so many things. God teaches us in his word. God gives us direction in his word. We can find comfort in God's word. We can find encouragement in God's word. We can find wisdom in God's word. Certainly he saw that God had dwelt well with him according, he said, to his word. Let's go on to the next one. It's just a couple of verses down, the same chapter, Psalm 119. Let's go down to verse 67, just a few verses down. Now, I want you to notice how the tone changes here. He says something very different. Psalm 119, verse 67, he says, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. When he speaks of being afflicted, he's not talking about trouble in his life, but he's talking about being humbled before God. He says, before I was humbled, or you could say it this way, before I was brought down, he said, I went astray. Certainly David did. Remember, one time he went down to the Philistines running away from Saul, and there he grew his beard out. He started slobbering all over himself, acting like a crazy man, until actually the king ran him out of the country. And David would admit that there were times when he was brought down, when he went astray. He said, I got off the path. Tell you what, it happens to every one of us, doesn't it? It's happened to me in the past. It seems like sometimes we lose our way. And perhaps right now, today, you know, as you're hearing this broadcast, you know that you've gone astray, that you've gotten off the path that God leads you. Remember back early on, he said that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You've gotten away from the word of God. You're not praying anymore like you used to. It's time to come home. It's time to bring those burdens and bring your sin and bring them to the Lord and give them to him. He says, before I was brought down, he said, I went astray. And listen, God has a way of bringing you down. Oh, sometimes we rise up in our own pride and we think that we know the way and we think we know what we're doing and we think we know what we want to do and we think we know what we want to have and we think we have all the answers. And then we find ourselves flat on our face before God with nowhere else to turn. Our families can't help us. Our work can't help us. Certainly you're not going to find any help in alcohol or escapism, going to drugs or whatever your escape mechanism is. You're not going to find help there. And so David admits, before I was brought down, I went astray. And then he says, but now, what a difference it makes. But now have I kept thy word. Now here, we've talked about the word kept before, or the word keep. And I want to mention again that sometimes the word keep is used in the sense of holding something very precious or holding on to something that's very valuable. You probably have something in your home or something in your possession that is very precious to you. Maybe it's a picture, or maybe it's a piece of jewelry, or maybe it's something that maybe your grandfather or great-grandfather had passed down to you, and that's very important to you and is very precious to you. And so you keep it in that sense. Hold it as something precious. Keep also, remember, means to being obedient, to obeying the word of God. Sometimes when he says to keep his word, he's talking about obeying the word of God. Like we use it in keeping the law. It means that we're obeying the law. We're doing what we're told. In this passage of Scripture, when David says, but now have I kept thy word, he's actually using it in the first sense, not in the second. He's not saying, now am I obeying you? He says, but now have I kept your word. You know what? He's going back and remembering, as in holding on to the word of God and knowing the word of God, holding the word of God as if it were something very valuable and very precious to them. And certainly it is. When we get astray, when we get off a path, I think one of the first things that happened, and probably happened even before you went astray, is that you got away from the Word of God. You got away from reading the Word of God and listening to what God says to your heart. You got away from going to the house of God and sitting under the preaching of the Word of God. And I'm sure it happens, but there's very few people that go astray sitting in the house of God under the preaching of the man of God. You see, that encourages as well. And he said, I've kept thy word. You see, here's what we've got to do is go back and find that the word of God is precious and that the word of God is important to us. And in fact, we find that it becomes vital to our life, to our Christian walk with Christ. To have those few moments when you sit down somewhere and you have a place and you can open the precious Word of God and say, Lord, show me today. Teach me today. Give me the wisdom that I need today. And you know, God said He would do it. Now, it's not enough just to quote a verse that you memorize. You know, I used to try that. I'd say, oh, I need the Word of God. And so I would think of some verse and rattle off in my head. And I went, yeah, there I go. No, you need to spend time. Did you catch that? Time. Spend time in the Word of God. Now, I'm not talking about spending all day long, but taking those few minutes. And you've got to find the time that's best for you. For me now, I rise before the sun comes up and spend a few minutes talking to the Lord in prayer and hearing from the Lord in His Word. And the Word of God becomes precious to you. Has the Word of God just become another book? Something that has no value? You've thrown it somewhere on a bookshelf or maybe in a drawer. It's time to go get it out. Pull it off the shelf and open its pages and find God's Word precious to you again. I would suggest beginning here in the Psalms, or perhaps in the Gospel of John or in the Proverbs. But find some place and keep the Word of God precious to you. Don't let it get away. And come back. Get back to church. Walk with the Lord. Confess your sin before Him. And repent of your sin. And find the Word of God precious in your life. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept thy word. Our time is gone for today. Thank you for joining us. Come back again next time. Once again, go on the Scripture.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His Word will give you hope so you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His Word will give you joy. His Word will grow your faith. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. His word.
Thank you for listening today. Visit our website at www.considerhisword.org. Please pray for this ministry and join us next week when once again we open God's book and consider His word.
Consider His word.